Atlantic will wrestle Denver Tripola in their first round match. Atlantic 20-1, Denver Tripola 17-3. Atlantic is the sixth seed in the Class 2A tourney. Denver Tripola the three seed. Top seed at Davenport Assumption will face eighth seed Webster City on the other side of the bracket. Creston is the number four seed. They'll face fifth seed Charles City in a first round match, while number two seed West Delaware will face seventh seeded Spirit Lake Park on the opposite side of Atlantic's bracket. That's a 9 o'clock match next week in the first round of that dual tournament. We'll have coverage next week of that dual tournament from Des Moines. Also in dual action last night, it was Underwood advancing to the state dual championships as the Eagles picked up a couple of victories last night in Griswold. It was Underwood beating Guthrie Center 55-15 in the semis. Audubon defeated Riverside 44-27 in the semis. In the championship match, Underwood downed Audubon 39-31. Also at Logan last night, Tri-Center beat Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn 51-21 in the semifinals. Woodbury Central over Logan Magnolia 44-18. Woodbury Central went on to defeat Tri-Center 45-27 in the championship match to qualify for the state meet in Class 1A. Also, as we mentioned, Creston will wrestle in the 2A state duels next week. Creston defeated Albia 63-12 last night at Leon. Winterset beat Davis County 42-36. Then Creston downed Winterset 64-16 in the championship match to advance. In the 1A portion of the tournament, Underwood is the number 5 seed, and the Eagles will wrestle 4th seeded Al Burnett in first round action next Wednesday. That'll be at 9 o'clock in the morning at Des Moines. In high school boys basketball action last night, it was Atlantic defeating Denison 61-58 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. The Trojans shook off a sluggish and poor shooting performance last night with some good defense and terrific free throw shooting, especially down the stretch, helping them win by 3 over Denison. Also last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Creston knocking off Clarinda in overtime 54-52. Glenwood beat Shenandoah 58-29. Harlan over Lewis Central 62-58. In boys basketball involving Western Iowa Conference teams, it was AHST over Woodbine 64-61. East Mills defeated Riverside 75-71, and Griswold over South Page 72-37. In Rolling Hills Conference boys play, it was Ankeny Christian Academy over Orient Maxburg 56-54. Cam topping Iowa Christian 66-50. Exira EHK over East Green 80-56. Glenn Ralston beat Walnut 54-48. In other boys action last night, it was Boys Town over St. Albert 81-64. Carroll topping Dallas Center Grimes 74-65. Charter Oak Ute 47-44. Winners over Arweva. Also last night, it was Coon Rapids Bayard beating West Central Valley by a final of 70-39. Corning over East Union 76-40. Earlham beat Panorama 64-55. Nottoway Valley over Bedford by a final of 77-22. IKM Manning was a winner over Tri-Center last night 62-47, and it was Woodward Granger in overtime 46-43 winner over Guthrie Center. In girls high school basketball action around the region last night, in the Hawkeye 10, it was Denison over Atlantic 53-34. Lewis Central beat Harlan 46-27. Creston over Clarinda 52-49. And Glenwood beat Shenandoah 86-26. Games involving Western Iowa Conference teams saw IKM Manning beat Tri-Center 45-29. Underwood was a winner over Heartland Christian 43-32. Also in Rolling Hills Conference girls hoops last night, Adair Casey beat Peyton Sherdan 63-15. Orient Maxburg over Ankeny Christian 72-58. Iowa Christian beat Cam 49-31. Exira EHK 80-56 over East Green. Also in girls hoops, it was Carroll over Dallas Center Grimes 54-41. Coon Rapids Bayard topping West Central Valley 52-37. Corning beat East Union 65-27. Essex over Diagonal 47-45. Nottoway Valley beat Bedford 38-35. Panorama over Earlham 73-27. Arweva stopping Charter Oak Ute 52-41. And Villisca beat North Nottoway by a final of 62-47. In men's college basketball last night, Iowa State still has not won in Stillwater since 1988.
Babb throws it in to Chris Allen. Allen racing down the floor. Allen driving under the bucket and a shot blocked by Nash. And Oklahoma State wins it. LeBrian Nash got the blocked shot as Chris Allen tried a left-hand scoop. And Oklahoma State gets a two-point win, 69-67.
That's John Walters with the call on the Cyclone Network as Iowa State saw its three-game winning streak come to an end last night. Chris Allen led the Cyclones with 22 points, while Royce White finished with 15 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists.
They just battled all night, and they did exactly what you're supposed to do at home in this league, and, you know, credit to them. And, I mean, we punched them in the mouth a lot, and they took them, and they punched back, and, you know, we were actually up at halftime, so, you know, we were in pretty good shape. Even though we shot 36% in the first half, and then, you know, in the second half, I thought we were shooting way better. Chris hit some big shots, and, you know, we just didn't do enough.
That's Royce White, who says the Cowboys made the key shots down the stretch.
The shots that they hit down the stretch, you know, some of the guys that hit those shots, I mean, we couldn't have played any better. You know, the people who took shots are exactly the people that we scouted and we wanted to take shots, and they just hit them.
Cyclones fall to 7-4 in the Big 12. They're 17-7 overall with that loss last night. In top 25 college hoops, Kentucky freshman Michael Kidd-Gilchrist had 13 points and 13 rebounds as top-ranked Kentucky easily passed their toughest Southeastern Conference test to date with a 78-58 win over number 8 Florida. Also, William Buford scored a career-high 29 points and capped his night with a pivotal dunk in the final minute, powering number 3 Ohio State past upset-minded Purdue 87-84. And Colt Ryan's 17-footer with 3:08 to play broke a 56-all tie, and Evansville pulled away for a 65-57 upset of number 17 Creighton last night. The 21-4 Blue Jays have lost consecutive games for the first time this season. Well, Drake will be without second leading scorer Ben Simmons tonight when the Bulldogs visit Illinois State. The junior forward missed Saturday's loss to Missouri State after being diagnosed with mononucleosis.
The big concern is just the spleen. And so he's getting periodic checks on his spleen to make sure it's shrinking back down to size. And there's progress there. But, you know, shoot, I mean, mono could be. We had a young man on our team, a freshman walk-on, who had mono earlier in the fall, and he was out for months. I mean, months. It seemed like 2.5-3 months. So it's one of those viruses that can have different effects on different guys.
That's Drake coach Mark Phelps, who expects the Bulldogs to play better without Simmons now that they've had a few days to adjust.
We did not play well, certainly against Missouri State. At either end of the court, we were very bad on offense, and I think that at times certainly affected our defensive end. But we've had... you know, we'll have had two practices since then, and getting used to not having them.
His absence is a tough blow to the Bulldogs, who stand 6-7 in the Valley, 13-11 overall. Drake beat Illinois State the first matchup in Des Moines. The Redbirds are 7-6 right now in the league race. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana beating Utah 104-99, Boston topping Charlotte 94-84, Miami a winner over Cleveland 107-91, Phoenix beat Milwaukee 107-105, Minnesota topping Sacramento 86-84, Oklahoma City outscored Golden State 119-116. In the National Hockey League last night, Washington over Florida 4-0, Columbus beat Minnesota 3-1, New Jersey 1-0 over the New York Rangers, the New York Islanders beat Philadelphia in a shootout 1-0, Los Angeles 3-1 over Tampa Bay, Montreal went to the shootout to beat Pittsburgh 3-2, it was St. Louis over Ottawa 3-1, Vancouver beat Nashville in a shootout 4-3, Phoenix over Dallas 4-1, Winnipeg beat Toronto 2-1, and Colorado 5-2 over Chicago. Michigan State Athletic Director Mark Hollis says his peers in the Big Ten are open to exploring the possibility of a four-team playoff. That would eliminate the controversial BCS championship game, which pits the nation's top two teams based on poll and computer rankings. The plus-one format, consisting of two semifinals plus the title game, was proposed in 2008 by the commissioners of the Southeastern Conference and the Atlantic Coast Conference. It was shot down by the leaders of the Big Ten, Pac-10, Big East, Big 12, and Notre Dame. The Chicago Tribune reported Monday that one of the ideas before the Big Ten would put the two semifinal games on the campuses of the higher-seeded teams. The national championship would then be held in cities that bid for the hosting rights. Also in college football news, LSU's Morris Claiborne won the Thorpe Award as college football's best defensive back. He had 6 interceptions last season for LSU, which won the Southeastern Conference title but lost the BCS title game to SEC West rival Alabama. A person familiar with the decision says the Big East will announce today that Memphis is joining the conference. The Tigers will join the league for the 2013-14 season to compete in all sports, becoming the 4th Conference USA team joining the Big East, along with Houston, Central Florida, and SMU. Athletic Director R.C. Johnson told the Associated Press that Memphis is holding a conference call, followed by a news conference today to discuss the university's athletic affiliation. Mayor Michael Bloomberg declared New York City the Big Blue Apple in honor of the New York Giants Super Bowl victory. Bloomberg kicked off a ceremony at City Hall after a ticker tape parade honoring the team rolled up Broadway. The team was introduced with thundering applause from the lucky 250 fans who got tickets to the event on the plaza and the thousands standing outside on the streets listening in. The Giants were given symbolic keys to the city before heading for New Jersey, where they actually play, where about 30,000 fans showed up at a rally at their home stadium. New York Giants tight end Jake Ballard tore his left anterior cruciate ligament during the second half of the Super Bowl. An MRI discovered Ballard's injury with the help of crutches. He was able to participate in Tuesday's parade and ceremonies in New York and New Jersey. The undrafted free agent had 38 catches for 604 yards and 4 touchdowns in the regular season. In the 4 playoff games, he had 5 catches for 43 yards. Ballard had 2 receptions in the Giants' win over New England in the Super Bowl on Sunday. In other NFL news, Ricky Williams has told the Ravens that he's retiring from football. The 34-year-old running back spent more than 11 years in the NFL, finishing with 10,009 yards on the ground. The Heisman Trophy winner at Texas was the 5th overall pick by New Orleans in the 1999 draft. Williams retired before the 2004 season when he was facing a 4-game suspension for violating the league's drug policy. That lasted just 1 year. Kicker Ryan Lindell avoided salary arbitration, signing a 4-year, $11 million contract with Buffalo. Lindell is the Bills' second-leading career scorer with 878 points. In baseball news, Rangers slugger Josh Hamilton has been to New York to visit with doctors for Major League Baseball and the Players Association following his admitted relapse with alcohol. Rangers general manager John Daniels says Hamilton was accompanied to New York on Monday by Shane Kelly, the team's newly hired Major League staff assistant, whose job will include helping Hamilton. Daniels says he's not yet gotten a report from the doctors regarding their evaluation, but Daniels says any discipline by the team against Hamilton was unlikely after the outfielder and recovering drug addict had several drinks last week while out in Dallas. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.